So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, it's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to podcast 311, which social media platforms should you be using in your business? So it's a bit of a trick question is this one, because the obvious answer is all of them. Why would you not use all of them? I just don't get it. Even TikTok, for goodness sake, I've just downloaded in the last couple of days. I've yet to upload a video to it, but even TikTok has its place alongside Snapchat, which I also don't use but should be using. But obviously we've got stuff like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest fell out with me, and they closed the account because we were sending some images that were the same images to the same account several times, and then they didn't like that. And then you could appeal, but it's like, oh, I've got better things to do than appeal to someone like Pinterest that drives such little traffic. It doesn't really matter. And so when I say all of them, I do, of course, mean those that are getting traffic. There's no point in, you know, uploading to what was the really old ones that went out of fashion about 10 years ago. I can't even remember the name of them, but I had an account there, never really used them. But you know what I mean, some of the older ones. But you could upload to those, but it's just a pain, frankly, because it takes more time to do. And basically, your audience isn't there. So in marketing, we have a saying, which is fish where the fish are. And the fish are your clients. Where are your clients going to be? Well, they're going to be on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, maybe. Although it's usually just robots talking to robots on Twitter, I find. But it's good for a laugh. It doesn't cost us anything extra to ship out our content to Twitter. But there's one big issue that I just want to take care of right now. And, you know, I hear a lot of people going, yeah, well, I've spoken to my social media guru. And my social media guru, they said that I have to create content for Instagram and then create different content for Facebook and different content for Twitter and different content for LinkedIn. And I'm like, okay, why are they saying that? Well, there's different audience on LinkedIn than there are on Facebook, and they need different stuff. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I use LinkedIn and I use Facebook. So what you're saying then, for example, is that if I don't use Instagram, but you put content on Instagram, that content's not good enough for me? Is that what you're saying? Well, no, but it sounds like it. What, because I'm not on Instagram, I'm a different person because I'm on Facebook? Like, I kind of get what they're saying, but if the content's not for them, they're not going to listen to it, they're not going to consume it, they're not going to watch it. So why would you just not create all the same content, put it out on all social media channels? And then wherever people want to see you and consume your content is up to them, it's not down to you. Yes, people might be different. You know, you might have a 20-year-old versus a 56-year-old. But if that 56-year-old and the 20-year-old decide to listen to me, then what's the one constant in all of that? It's not that one's on LinkedIn and one's on TikTok. It's the fact that they both want to listen to me. I'm the constant in that. And who am I to say, well, Mr. 20-year-old, you're on TikTok, so you're not entitled to have this information anymore. I'm just going to put it out on LinkedIn. That's ridiculous. It just doesn't even make sense. We have leads coming in from people who are 56 and leads coming in from people who are 20. It just makes no sense to me. Who is this social media guru who's saying that? And then, you know, I'm in various social media groups on Facebook. And they come out and say things like, you know, well, how many times should I post a day? Oh, you should post once a day. What? Once a day? What the heck? How come people Netflix and binge then? Netflix and chill. How come people do that? How come people watch Suits 7 episodes a day? But on social media, we're only supposed to post once a day? That doesn't make sense either. Coca-Cola? Do they just advertise once a day on TV? On every TV set in the world? No. Do they, especially holidays are coming, as we're coming up to Christmas, how often do Coca-Cola place their advert? Over Christmas, like several times an hour, right? If you watch normal TV, I've not watched normal TV for years. The only time I actually watch normal TV is when I'm stuck in a hotel room. But that's just not how that stuff works anymore. Put your content out, but you can't put the same advert out. This is what Coca-Cola, I think, get wrong. I mean, who am I to disagree with Coca-Cola? They've been doing it right for 100 years, but this is what I think. You should be putting out different pieces of content that target different parts of the audience. So put out a piece of content where you're skateboarding. I don't know what 20-year-olds do. Avocado and toast, probably. But put out a piece of content eating your avocado and toast and talking about how hard it is for millennials to get on the property ladder and start property sourcing or, you know, to start a business. And then put out a different piece of content where you're talking about your rheumatoid arthritis and how the cold affects it. And then that's targeting the 56-year-old. Not that they all have rheumatoid arthritis, but I couldn't think of anything else at short notice. And make that relevant. And you can have, you know, 10 pieces of content going out 10 times a day that all target a different type of people. Target females, target males, target older people, target younger people, target those who are stuck in a dead-end job and those who are stuck in a dead-end business where they're just working all the hours. There's what, six different types of content you could put out. You put that out every single day. That's the type of content that you need to be putting out. And you put it out on LinkedIn and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and anything else you can put it out to all at the same time. So our digital marketing clients, we don't tell them to put this piece of content on LinkedIn, but don't put it on Facebook. Oh, no, we don't do that. Shove it out everywhere. Well, where else can we do it? Is it a video? Yeah, let's get it on YouTube and Instagram if it's less than a minute long and certain size restrictions. Obviously, Instagram are a bit weird like that. And Twitter too, by the way, and especially LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a pain. I mean, we've got software right now that allows me to go live. So I can go live in my group, on my profile, on my page, all on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, and, caveat, LinkedIn. I can do it on LinkedIn, but I have to apply via an application form to go live, which is just bizarre, the most bizarre thing ever. Why LinkedIn would want to throttle back on that, unless we're just putting the infrastructure, the hardware in place, which is what I'm guessing, and they're testing right now before it goes mainstream. Which is fine, I get that, but we should just say that, and by the 1st of January, everyone can go live. Great, now it sets expectations, we know what's going on, we can plan. But no, no, LinkedIn, we don't do stuff like that, it's too obvious. So, this is exactly where you need to be, and exactly what you need to be doing on this. You need to be going everywhere, at all times, on all channels, with different types of content, multiple times a day. That, my friends, is the answer to your social media problem and is also the cure to your social media problem and is also the reason why your social media problem exists in the first place is because you go live on Facebook once a week. You put two images out a week, one on Facebook, one on LinkedIn. And you might go live more than that or less than that, or you might put more images out or more videos out than that, but you're not going live, you know, every day, several times a day, several pieces of different types of content, video content, images content, written copy type of content, podcasts, for example. Our podcast goes out, you know, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that's the one that we've settled on right now that works really well for us, actually. Seven times a week is far, far too intense. I just cannot create that amount of content in my current lifestyle. Gary Vee's traveling and speaking on various stages. That's how he does it. But for me, that's not me. And he's in lots and lots of meetings. The only meeting I had last week was with my vet because the dog's not well. And Graham popped to the villa so we could discuss some social media content for clients. And that was it. I had two meetings last week. Face to face. So I can't really, you know, we can't really, me doing a podcast at the vets while the vet's talking Spanish and using Traductor, which is like their version of Google Translate sometimes, that's probably not the best podcast that we can put out. So we kind of struggle on that content. But three times a week, I can record that three times a week and that works really well. Anyway, what are you going to do? These are the solutions to your social media problem. Actually, these are the solutions to your marketing problem. You start putting more content out, you're going to start getting a massive difference in the traction. Not necessarily engagement, but when you start looking at the leads starting to come in, that's where you start to notice the difference. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.